Thank you for listening to this episode of Changes Big and Small. This is your host, Damian, as we explore what makes change exhilarating. Each week, I bring you a new interview or I share research that will help you make changes in your life. For the next few episodes, I will be focusing on strategies that we can use so that we can successfully navigate this pandemic. To start today, I would like to ask, how are you? The overwhelming feeling that I'm experiencing these days is gratitude. Does that mean that I have no fears or worries? Absolutely not. Gratitude is one of my many emotions, along with uncertainty and some worry about the future. Some of you may be taking care of children or parents, and you may be feeling your worry acutely. Or you might have a niggling sense of unease and you are not sure where it's coming from. Can you take a few minutes for yourself sometime this week? I'm not going to ask you to do anything complicated. Sit for a few minutes and ask yourself, how am I really? Avril, who I interviewed in episode 24, would advise that we journal this. Write down all the emotions that you are feeling right now. Are you worried? What's worrying you? Are you afraid? What are you afraid of? Do a brain dump to bring the worry and fear out of your subconscious. Then you can give yourself some self-compassion. What can you do for yourself as an act of self-care? Perhaps it's to repeat an affirmation or a mantra. You could say a prayer, take a bath, read a poem, play with your pet. What can you do that will not hide the emotions that you are feeling, but still provide you with a bit of solace? Then notice how you feel after this activity. Do you feel your presence in a different way? If you're familiar with rain meditation, you'll notice that this process is very similar. If you are in a relationship or you need some support from friends, you may want to discuss your worries with them. Try not to say I'm fine when you're actually in pain. There are people out there for you who will listen and support you. And if needed, this can be a therapist or someone at a crisis hotline. You don't have to go through this period of uncertainty alone. I'm reading the book Rethinking Positive Thinking by Gabrielle Oettingen. I'm sorry if I'm saying the name wrong. In it, she talks about the dangers of positive thinking and how it reduces our energy to actually accomplish our goals. Instead, she presents a practice called mental contrasting. Mental contrasting can be used to achieve success or for reducing anxiety. For help with success, Oettingen recommends that we balance our positive expectations of the future with a realistic look of the obstacles and challenges that would prevent this future from occurring. With both the positive expectations, which is step one, and the obstacles, which is step two, it's important to be as detailed as possible with the visualization. If you judge the positive future as attainable, mental contrasting has the effect of energizing you to work harder, faster towards that future. But if you judge the positive future as unlikely, mental contrasting will actually reduce your focus for that difficult task so that you can turn your attention to other more beneficial tasks. This means that mental contrasting works to increase motivation so you can take action that coincides with your thoughts of success. When used to reduce anxiety, mental contrasting works similarly. If you're worried about something negative happening, elaborate on that negative future by thinking about what it may look like, thinking about as many details as possible. Then fantasize about all the positive realities that will stand in the way of that negative outcome. How can you use those positive things to avoid the negative outcome from happening? In the show notes, I've included a video where Gabrielle Oettingen is talking about this process of mental contrasting. So please check it out. Today I have a challenge for you. The challenge is to visit with an old friend. Last weekend, I was looking through some old pictures of when I lived in India. At that point, I spent a lot of time with two friends, and one of them had two young boys. That was 15 years ago, so you can imagine they've both actually finished university now. I came across a picture of her children and I sent it to her in WhatsApp. She called me and we spent about 25 minutes catching up, sharing how we're doing in this time and supporting each other. This is a friend that I rarely speak with, and I would see her once a year or once every 2 years when I was in Toronto visiting. It was really nice to catch up with her. There was a lot of laughter as we reminisced about past adventures. We talked about some of the challenges that we're facing as a result of coronavirus. It was a good chance to catch up and for me to let her know that I do think of her, that I do wish her the best, and that if she wants to have a chat, I'm available. And she provided the same comfort for me. Is there an old friend that you haven't chatted with in a while that you could reach out to? Perhaps you've reconnected on Facebook or you have their phone number, but you haven't contacted them in a while. Or maybe you're connected to them through some other sort of social media. Do a video chat if you can. If your whole body revolts at the idea, I know, I don't usually enjoy video chats. You can send a message, but maybe they will call you back and it might be nice if you answered. Also on the Upgrade podcast this week, the hosts shared that they use the Marco Polo app. And what that app does is it lets you record a clip that you can then send to somebody. It could be a different fun way of connecting with somebody. So if that sounds interesting to you, then check it out. Thank you for listening to this episode of Changes Big and Small. I hope that you're all staying safe, that your family is also healthy. If you enjoy this episode, and if you think that somebody else might get benefits from it, please share widely. I would appreciate it. And if you have some suggestions, please leave a comment or a review, or come and chat with us in the Changes Big and Small Facebook community. As always, remember that change begins with one small step. Have a great week.